The Good Neighbor Network. FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro. FM 100.5 Smyrna. And online at WGNSradio.com. If it's passed, bounced, or hit, we're talking about it. All Sports Talk is on News Radio WGNS.
All Sports Talk is sponsored by Good Neighbor State Farm agents Andy Womack, Bud Morris, and Deb Insel, Chip Walters with Exit Realty, Bob Lamb and Associates, Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home, First Bank, Fat Willie's Sports Bar on River Rock Boulevard in Murfreesboro, Parks Auction Company, Greg Hall with Hall's Auto Care, and the Blue Raider Insider Report is sponsored by Mike Tansel and My Team Insurance, Steve Ruckert with RAI Advisors, and Rayburn Insurance in Smyrna.
We put the all in all sports talk. From the preps to MTSU, we've got you covered. It's All Sports Talk on Rutherford County's Place to Talk.
And good afternoon, everyone. Welcome into All Sports Talk on this Friday. Tim Tackett sitting in for Monty Hale today. Glad that you're with us. Well, it's going to be a very busy weekend for lots of folks in lots of ways. And my guest in studio today, Lee DeLeon, the deputy athletic director at Middle Tennessee, is one of those people that are going to be busy this weekend.
All right. Hey, Tim. How are you? Thanks for having me.
I'm glad to be here. Lee, it's, as I say, busy time, exciting time.
Exciting.
Middle Tennessee will, for the first time in several years, play a spring football game.
That's
and
right.
I think folks are excited about that. And you guys have decided to kind of make it a festival.
A spring showcase, if you will.
So kind of go through that a little bit.
Well, we've got a couple of events tonight. We got baseball and softball tonight, but tomorrow is really the big Blue Raider Athletic Showcase Day. So we got, starting at 11 o'clock at our brand new $8 million outdoor tennis complex, we've got women's tennis versus Sam Houston. Then at noon, we got soccer versus Belmont. That's an exhibition game, a spring soccer game. Then the football blue and white game at 1 o'clock that you already mentioned, with Coach Mason and his new staff. And then 3 o'clock baseball versus New Mexico State, and 4 o'clock softball versus Liberty. All at home, all on campus, right there within walking distance. Let's make a day out of it.
It should be a good weekend, and the weather is going to cooperate, it appears.
It's going to be awesome. It'll be in the 70s and sunny and perfect.
Sunshine outside right now, which is pretty
That's
neat
right.
kind of thing. So you've been here 2.5 years.
That's right.
Came from Lafayette.
That's right, the Raging Cajuns.
And native of Houston, if I remember
correctly.
I am,
correctly. That's so, exactly right, born and raised.
I've got some things on radar. Let's just kind of go through, Lee. Expectations coming in here 2.5 years
sure.
ago, what were they, where have they been met, where they have been exceeded, and I know nothing's going completely perfect, so
sure.
So some things that you'd like to see us being able to shore up.
Well, it's been great. We're so thankful. My family and I love it here. My wife Lacey, my boys Landon and Luke, Middle Tennessee and Murfreesboro and Rutherford County have been a great fit for us.
Hang on.
Keep talking. All right. Well, so we got here in November of 2021, and we feel like we fit in like a glove. You know, it's very similar to Texas, where Lacey and I are from. And even though we were at Louisiana Lafayette, which is close to Texas, it just didn't feel like a great fit for my family and me. It's the Cajun culture of South Louisiana is just very different. And so we, even though we're further from home now, we feel like Middle Tennessee is a much better fit for us than Louisiana was. So that's been great. That's been a pleasant surprise. As far as the job is concerned, you know, we've been able to move the needle in a lot of ways from a fundraising standpoint, a revenue generation standpoint. That's been a lot of fun. The staff here is great. I really enjoy going to work every day with the people that I get to go to work with. And we've tried new things. Some things have worked. Some things haven't. But people are very open to new ideas, open to change. So that's been very refreshing and a pleasant surprise. I think the thing that maybe is a little bit disappointing that I didn't expect is I thought Murfreesboro was more of a college town.
Mm-hmm.
I really thought that the city of Murfreesboro, the Rutherford County community would revolve around the Blue Raiders more than it does. And so we're working on that. We want to be top of mind. We want to be, you know, this community's town, or this town's team, this community's team. And we're not quite there yet. So that's something that we are trying to work on. We're trying to attack in a different way. We're trying some new strategies, but we've got to do a better job on our end of being in the community and making people feel like we are worth supporting, you know?
Well, I've been here a long time, 54 years, as a matter of fact, you know, so I've seen the good, the bad, the ups, sure, and the downs, and all that goes with it. And what you mentioned there at the end, Lee, is something that me and a good bit of my friends have wondered about for a long time. What is it going to take?
And, yeah.
And I know this.
It's a mystery.
Murfreesboro has grown so much. There's so many new people coming in.
Sure.
That, to me, that's good news and bad news. The good news is if the place was on fire, it'd be easy to get those people
that's
involved.
Right.
But when it's not, it becomes a staid situation for them. So,
I was talking to my good friend today that's the athletic director at Boise State, and he said, man, Boise is just growing like crazy because all these people are leaving California and moving,
sure,
to Idaho.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, and I love it because it's more season ticket holder prospects,
sure,
for us.
Sure,
that's,
sure,
what he said. And I was thinking to myself, like, hey, we're booming here too, but I don't think people that move to Murfreesboro are thinking about getting involved with MTSU like they probably do with Boise State,
right,
when they move to Boise, Idaho. How can we get to that point? How can we get to the point when people move here that they feel like, hey, this is something that the people in Murfreesboro and Rutherford County do? You know, it's part of the culture to go to games and to be at our events and to support our teams and to be on our campus. And that's just, we got to get there. We got to get there. And, you know, I know winning will help. But we also have to put a great product on the field and on the court and make it more of a game, not just a game, but an event and an experience. So we're working on that as well.
Well, I'll give you a little bit of good news. To me, it was very good news. A couple of good friends of ours that have moved into the community in the last 4 or 5 years. We took them to a Lady Raider basketball game, and they enjoyed it very much. And
good.
We were with them last night, and she just happened to ask me, said, how much are season tickets?
All right, now we're talking.
So I think there are going to be two new season ticket holders for
good.
At least the women's basketball. And Lee, we've seen this past weekend, and we've seen here in Murfreesboro for a long time, but women's basketball has really caught
it's
on.
All the rage right
and,
now,
and,
man.
And, you know, to see what took place with the NCAA tournament and all the eyeballs watching it and whatever. And frankly, it's hard to say there's not a more successful program on our campus than
no doubt.
Middle Tennessee women's basketball.
Women's basketball is the standard bearer at MTSU right now. They're doing it right. They're consistently winning championships. They're in the top 25. They're beating Power Four teams like Louisville. So they're doing it right, and we need to capitalize on that. The phenomenon that is women's basketball right now, we've got to capitalize on that. We interviewed a young lady yesterday for a ticket sales position that works for the Indiana Pacers and the Fever, and she said that they've gone from $500,000 in women's basketball season tickets to $5 million. Because they expect to take Caitlin Clark number,
sure,
one overall, and that's the kind of impact that she's having on this place. So, on that place. So there's definitely interest, whether you have Caitlin Clark or not. We've got our own little version, Jalen Gregory, and she can shoot it from everywhere that Caitlin Clark can shoot it from. And the women's basketball team is really fun to watch. So much talent there, and we got a lot coming back and a lot coming in. So I think you're right, Tim. That's one thing that people can really get excited about is our women's basketball program.
People like to go and have a good time.
Sure.
One thing we've learned in this metro area, the Nashville Predators have done a tremendous job in a non-traditional hockey market. They've been here 20 years or 25
yep.
years, something like that.
Yep.
And there are people go to Nashville hockey games that have no idea what a puck is.
That's right. They
but
could
they
care
have
less.
They have a big time.
That's right.
And I think that's what Middle Tennessee women's basketball has turned into is you can go, there's energy in the building.
There is.
And I think football-wise, new coach, and one of the things I know that was important to you and Chris and the full staff was bring someone in that could bring some dynamics to it, very much like Rick Hensel has done for women's basketball.
And we talked about that during the interview. We said, you know, what Rick Hensel has done for women's basketball at MTSU, we need this person to do for football. And so there, that was definitely part of the criteria and part of the interview process was who can come in and bring that energy and that community-minded approach to try to replicate what Coach Hensel's done.
Well, to me, I know this is not gone past you at all, but looking at the football schedule this year, it sets up to me perfectly.
Oh, it's awesome.
If some wins can come about in this stretch where you've got at home Duke, Western Kentucky.
Liberty coming in.
And
Tennessee Tech, too. Yeah, I think that's a good one.
The rival, when I was here in 19, started school in 1970, Tennessee Tech was the...
They were the arch enemy.
The arch enemy, for sure. So you got Tech, you got Western Kentucky coming in, you got Duke coming in at home. A win or two or three could ignite some things, don't you think?
Yeah, absolutely. And then we go on the road and we play Ole Miss. We go on the road and we play Memphis, all driving distance games.
Yes.
You know, that month of September, and you already said it, but in order, we start, I think August 31st is the first Saturday. We start Tennessee Tech at home. Then we go to Ole Miss in Oxford. Then we got Western Kentucky at home. Then we got Duke at home. I mean, what a stretch to start the season with. And the weather should be nice. You know, three of those games are at Floyd Stadium. You know, I would love to see us pack the house for Coach Mason. And, you know, he's brought this newfound energy and life to the program. And we need to respond. We need our fans to respond. We need our alums to respond. We need our students to respond. And Coach Mason's done a really good job of getting in the community and telling people that we need their help and we need their support. The thing that I've really enjoyed about it is he doesn't do it begrudgingly. Like, he really enjoys getting in the community and talking to people and getting people excited about the future of Blue Raider football. So I think that we have a chance to start the season off with a bang with those three home games, Tennessee Tech, Western Kentucky, and Duke, right off the bat in the month of September. And so if we can show our fans and our student body and our alums that this is a product worth supporting, I think they'll step up. I really do.
Rick Stockstill, a great man, great friend of mine, and I know so many people were disappointed to see that the thing turned out the way that it did. But I've always said that there's two things you can sell. You can sell wins and you can sell hope.
Ooh.
And I think our fan base had gotten past the point of hope. They thought, we will go 500.
Right.
We'll win five or six games. We may win seven games. We may win. We'll go to a bowl game, maybe win, maybe not. But as far as taking the thing over the top,
right,
I think most people had given up on that at the possibility. There's newfound hope in something new. And so people, I think, will give it a shot anew. And the opportunity is out there. And look, hopefully you and I both are vested in what's going on at Middle Tennessee. Hopefully it'll work out.
Absolutely. Yeah, we wanted somebody that was going to bring some juice and some swag and some confidence and some charisma that could really, you know, go into a room or go into a high school or go into a alumni function and get people fired up. And, you know, to be honest with you, Derek Mason showed that ability during the interview, but he has exceeded my expectations since he started. I mean, he is absolutely dynamic as a speaker, as a recruiter. I love watching the way that he interacts with the guys, you know, and that was a strength of Coach Stockstill's, is his players loved him. But seeing the way Coach Mason interacts with the team now and with recruits is really cool. I mean, he's 54 years old, but I mean, he's got this youthful exuberance about him that's just magnetic and it's contagious. And everyone in the whole building right now is kind of buzzing because of Coach Mason. And he's really made an immediate impact even before we've snapped the ball, just by bringing that energy and that swagger and that confidence and that enthusiasm, that infectious enthusiasm that does sell hope, like you said. So I think you're right.
We need to take a quick break, but when we come back, I want to talk about when the swag is gone, when all the talk is gone,
that's right.
You know, it's got to be a product on the field, and sure. I'm curious as to what we think that's going to be.
Yeah, we can talk about that for sure.
Right after this on All Sports Talk.
Hey, fellas. If you've been feeling tired and grumpy and have noticed a lack of motivation and drive, you may have low T. Low testosterone levels can cause weight gain, loss of muscle mass, and so much more. I recommend Low T Center, which is where I get my levels tested. They make it quick and easy to get your levels checked, and it's only $25. And with their on-site lab, you'll get your results back in about 25 minutes. Most insurance is accepted for treatment. Go to LowTCenter.com now to book your appointment online. Low T Center, reinventing men's healthcare.
The Garden Patch Thrift Shop on Spring Street in downtown Murfreesboro.
We are very blessed to have volunteers, to have friends that are decorators that come in and merchandise our store and do our window displays, that help with linens, that help with jewelry, that help just make the store look really nice.
Proceeds from sales benefit Greenhouse Ministries, a faith-based nonprofit serving the underserved here in Murfreesboro. The Garden Patch Thrift Shop on Spring Street, across from the tall NHC building.
At State Farm, when home and auto work as a team, you score and save money. I'm State Farm agent Andy Wama. Give me a call at 615-890-0850 and let's work together to win big by saving money on home and auto. With the service you get from State Farm, you might think our car insurance costs more. I'm State Farm agent Andy Wama. Give me a call at 615-890-0850. And let me show you, with discounts up to 40%, you may find it even costs less.
Hello, this is Lenny Farmer with Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home. Often when a man or woman finish pre-planning their funerals with me, I hear, "We should have done this 10 years ago," or "I thought about doing this years ago, but just never got around to it." Seems that we often put off the inevitable for ourselves. As one wise pastor put it, it's never too late to do what's right. Why not mark down on your calendar to call me to talk about your funeral needs at 615-893-2422. It's never too late.
When Rutherford Countyans think of insurance professionals, they think Rayburn Insurance Agency at 200 South Lowry in Smyrna, meeting the needs of thousands of customers since 1973. You can trust Rayburn Insurance with all your needs, a place where customer service really matters. It's personal with Rayburn Insurance, as fans of local sports, as friends, and as insurance professionals. Check them out at rayburn.net or call 615-459-4145. Rayburn Insurance, for business, auto, home, and life insurance.
All Sports Talk on News Radio WGNS on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna, and streaming at WGNSradio.com.
Welcome back into All Sports Talk. I've been advised that the first minute or two of the show might have not made the airway, so I want to reintroduce Lee DeLeon, the Deputy Athletic Director at Middle Tennessee, who's our guest today, and talking about all the showcase proceedings going on tomorrow. Lee, we'll let you recap that at the end of the show.
Sure.
But we were talking about Derek Mason coming in and the football program, where it's at and so forth. I'm a basketball coach. I can go to Rick Ensel's basketball practice. I can go to Nick McDevitt's practice, Kermit Davis's, and have a general idea when I come away from there that this guy can play, this guy can't play, this team's got a chance to do such and such. I can't do that with football. And most people can't, even if they're football people, I would think, because you go watch a practice, you got all these heads and helmets and whatever. And
there's like 100 guys out there.
Really, so it's really impossible for me to know what kind of team are we going to have. So you've got a little bit more basis on that. What are you looking at?
Well, when I've gone to practice, first off, it's hard to go because they practice at 6 a.m. And I'm not really
not a lot of traffic out
that early of a riser. I usually wake up about 6:30, and they're halfway through practice by then. But so when I've gone out there, you know, you notice an extra hop in everybody's step, an extra energy, you know, just the new format and the new coaching staff and their style. There's a little bit more energy, but it's a lot of the same guys, you know. Nick Vadiato is still the quarterback, and he's really good. I mean, he has 2 years of eligibility left, even though he played a lot as a true freshman. We were able to redshirt him his sophomore year,
right,
which is not super normal. But Nick is looking great out there. He's still slinging it around, throws his tight spiral, very catchable ball, and he's a great leader. The guys rally around him, so Nick is still there. We still have Frank Pizant, our running back number 24, and Flip Cradle, who was the running back last year. as well that had a couple long runs. So the two top running backs have returned. Jakeel Middlebrooks is really good young running back that I think has a chance to be a star, number 32. And then at wide receiver, we actually converted our top wide receiver from last year to tight end, Holden Willis, number 83. He had a great
really
year.
Really good player.
Great player, big guy. He's gained probably 15 pounds of muscle, and he's playing more of this tight end slot position, and he looks unstoppable out there. He's a beast. But we've added a wide receiver from Auburn, number one, that's a good player, and we've added another wide receiver who wears number 17 that's from Vanderbilt. They have some familiarity with Coach Mason and his staff, and so we have added some really good offensive weapons. We added a running back from UConn, actually related to Kim Bruton.
And is that right?
He's a kick returner extraordinaire. Took a kickoff against Clemson to the house last year, 100 yards. So we have added some dynamic playmakers, but the quarterback, running backs, tight end, they're actually the same, and they just look really good. On defense, you know, it's harder for me when I go to practice when they're not live tackling to really tell who the difference makers are on defense. But we added a transfer from Wake Forest that plays safety that I was unbelievably impressed by. Let me see if I can pull up his name here. I'm still learning some of these new guys because he's a grad student from Wake Forest that has, you know, you can tell he's a 23-year-old kind of grown man, but he's really good and looks the part. We return a lot of our linebackers, Drew Francis, Devin Curtis, and Parker Hughes are all back at linebacker. You know, the one part of the team that is going to be totally different, though, is the D-line. We lost all four starters on the defensive line to the transfer portal.
Right.
One went to Miami, one went to Michigan State, one went to Memphis, and one went to, who's the other one I'm missing?
Tennessee?
No, the safety went to Tennessee.
Okay.
Yeah, Jacoby Thomas. So, you know, the D-line's going to look different. Brendan Harris is number 7. He is a 6-year safety from Chattanooga that most recently played at Wake Forest. But he looks incredible back there at the safety spot. And, you know, some of these transfers, I tell people all the time, the transfer portal gives and takes away.
Yes.
It hurts us in that we lost, you know, about 15 guys, but then we gained probably about 15 guys. And so it gives and it takes away. You know, the wide receiver that I mentioned earlier from Auburn is Amarian Kelly. I think that's his name. I want to make sure I say that correctly. Amari Kelly. And he's a junior. He was at Auburn for 2 years. And, I mean, that's the kind of guy that we probably wouldn't get out of high school.
Sure.
And so we get them through the transfer portal, and he can be an impact guy for us. And so it gives and it takes away. But I think the football team, you'll see just a little bit of a different offensive style. Bodie Reeder, our offensive coordinator, I think was a big get for us. And I think we're going to be explosive on offense. I think we're going to see a lot of big plays. On defense, Brian Stewart's our D coordinator. Unbelievable experience there. And a little bit more of the same players, like I said on offense earlier. But I think just the style of play is going to be different. I think so. Some of the same guys, but totally different style, if that makes sense.
Well, you mentioned some names that I know were in the portal at one time. I assume since you mentioned them being
They're
here,
back, yeah. that
they've decided to do that. And it's kind of an interesting philosophy with coaches. I don't know how every coach does this, but to say to a player, if you go into the portal, don't bother coming back. I'm not going to take you back. I don't know what Coach Mason's philosophy may be going in, but I would think this year might have been one of those situations where he said, I understand new coaching change, get your toe in the water, but if you want to come back, we'll welcome you back. And obviously that's been the case.
One of the first orders of business that Coach had was he met with every player in the transfer portal and try to convince them to stay.
Sure.
And some people took the meeting, some didn't. They had already made up their mind, and they were past the point of no return. But yeah, Drew Francis and Devin Curtis in particular, I know, came out of the portal and decided to stay. Those guys are both from the state of Tennessee.
Yes.
They're both great students, and they're very close friends. And so I think that helps when you've got a support group here. And then, you know, I was really hoping that some of these guys would wait till they see who we hired, and they had a chance to meet with the coaches to get a feel. I don't understand these kids that immediately go in the portal and they don't even wait to see who the next coach is going to be.
Right.
So I'm glad that some of them gave us that opportunity. Not all of them, but some of them gave us that opportunity, and they met with the staff and they decided to stay. But there's also kids, you know, here's another interesting development, Tim, that I don't think a lot of people think about. You know, so Richard Kinley was a starting defensive end. His dad played here. He goes in the portal, ends up signing with Memphis. Supposedly, during spring ball, they changed their defensive scheme, I think, from a 4-3 to a 3-4. And so now he's back in the portal. So
odd man out at Memphis.
Right. So I wonder if those types of guys, I haven't talked to Coach Mason about it. I'm just throwing this out as a conjecture, complete conjecture, but would you even revisit taking one of those guys that has left?
Sure.
Not just entered the portal, but gone to the portal and signed with another school, and then possibly take them back. That's another thing you'd have to decide. So some coaches say, hey, as soon as you're in the portal, you're gone.
Sure.
Some coaches don't. And you know, each coach is different with how they approach it. But yeah, the transfer portal is a weird deal. And now they've also changed the rules. It started as a one-time transfer.
Right.
And now you can transfer multiple times. So it's scary. You know, you find these great players and they go in the transfer portal when you kind of were building your team around them. You know, you were expecting them to be part of your future, and then all of a sudden they're gone. And you know, that's the person that you recruited, that you discovered, that you invested in, that you trained, that you developed, all of a sudden they can be gone. And so it's a new world that we live in, and you're having to re-recruit your roster constantly. It's not just, you're not just recruiting high school kids or junior college kids. Now you're also recruiting potential transfer portal additions, and you're recruiting your current team to keep them from going to the transfer portal.
A lot of coaches appear almost divorce themselves from recruiting freshman players out of high school.
That's exactly right.
And they're just going to say, let's just play the portal game.
Let somebody else develop them.
And see what you got.
That's right.
Lee, we need to take a break. Chip Walters has our Blue Raider Insider Report each day, and we'll get to that. When we come back, we're going to go shift gears a little bit, talk a little baseball, basketball.
Sounds good.
Some other things. There are more things than football,
that's
by the
right.
way, right after this on All Sports Talk.
If you're not waking up to the wake-up crew, here's what you've been missing.
Disgruntled Workers' Day. At this moment, I am a disgruntled worker.
Don't miss the wake-up crew with John, Brian, and Dalton. Weekday mornings from 6 until Swap and Shop.
Good afternoon. Wrapping up an accident on Briley Parkway going eastbound at Dickerson Pike. It's pretty heavy out here, what you would expect for a Friday out there in Wilson County. It's running slow. 40 East, where it connects with 840. Lots of radar on 24 through Rutherford County. They were wrapping up that crash out there in Rutherford County a few minutes ago on 24 eastbound near Shelbyville Highway. 24/7 reliable crane and rigging services right here in Middle Tennessee. It's Tomahawk Crane and Rigging. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Spend your middays with us, Rick and Bubba. We're on WGNS each weekday from noon till 2 on Rutherford County's Good Neighbor Station. News Radio WGNS. Rick
and Bubba, Rick and Bubba. In Rutherford County, you know how much it means to have neighbors you can count on. I'm State Farm Agent Bud Morris, here to help life go right when you combine home and auto insurance. Call me today at 615-893-1417. Every team knows which play can be the winning move. I'm State Farm Agent Bud Morris, here to help life go right by combining your home and auto insurance. Call me today at 615-893-1417. It's a winning move that saves you time and money.
Whether you need general vehicle upkeep and maintenance or a complete vehicle overhaul, Hall's Auto Care is here for you. We're locally owned and operated by Greg Hall and have been in business since 2014. You'll get excellent service and trustworthy advice with Hall's Auto Care. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. we're ready to help get you safely on the road. Hall's Auto Care, 907 Ridgely Road, just off Broad Street behind Chili's. Online at hallsautocare.net. Hall's Auto Care.
Next on WGNS and All Sports Talk, it's the Blue Raider Insider Report with Chip Walters of Exit Realty Bob Lamb and Associates, brought to you by Rayburn Insurance, RAI Advisors, and My Team Insurance. The report coming up after this.
Are you paying hundreds of dollars too much for your home and auto insurance? Let the team at My Team Insurance help, a true independent insurance agency that represents you in protecting your home, your cars, your business, your life, and your health. Call My Team Insurance today, 895-4201. That's 895-4201. Proud to be sponsoring the Blue Raiders and proud to say, let's go Blue!
All Sports Talk on News Radio WGNS, on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna, and streaming at WGNSradio.com.
Well, good afternoon, everybody, and time to wrap up the week and look toward a busy weekend in Blue Raider athletics. And to help do that, Sam Doughton, the staff writer for GoBlueRaiders.com, joins me. And Sam, it all starts today with baseball tonight, and I think a big series for the Blue Raiders, getting back home against New Mexico State. They need, you know, they had one win last weekend, but kind of need to get things back on an uptick.
Absolutely, Chip. You know, winning is a habit, and they were out of that habit for a very long time until they pulled the last game out in Ruston, Louisiana this past weekend. And so good chance here against a New Mexico State team that's also had some struggles at times this year to get back on the right foot. Long travel time for the Aggies. And, you know, good chance now that the starting pitchers are getting stretched out to maybe rely on them even more than Middle has already done this year. So that's been really the only consistent part of their pitching staff has been the starters from time to time.
Yep, we've got softball this weekend as well. Liberty is in town. That's going to be challenging. They're near the top of the standings in the league.
Yeah, and I mean, Liberty is one of two teams that played in the NCAA tournament last year in the softball tournament, along with Middle. So definitely a game that was circled early on the calendars for both teams. And unfortunately, Middle's had a little bit less of a season than Liberty has this year. But a big-time opponent, and I've heard there's going to be really good crowds. We're approaching sellout crowds this year in the first year of ticketed softball games in Middle Tennessee.
All right, Saturday showcase coming up. You've got tennis against Sam Houston at 11 a.m., soccer against Belmont at noon. But let's focus on football that will kick off at 1 o'clock. First spring game, actual game, since 2015. And Derek Mason has added a little juice to this with the celebrity coaches and also the draft that went down. And, you know, you start looking at the roster and you think you look at the blue and you say, okay, they may have an advantage here. But then you look back at the white and say, well, I don't know about that. They may have an advantage. What are you looking at when you see these two rosters?
You know, Chip, they're very evenly split. It's hard to look too far one way or too far another. Obviously, the blue team with the first overall pick Nick Vadiato, the heir apparent at quarterback, and you feel like that gives them a big advantage having a guy that's, you know, proven himself again in this spring under a new staff to be the man at a QB1. Having him as the quarterback is a big advantage. But the white team's got that amount of experience on the defensive side, a lot of returning linebackers on that side, Devin Curtis, Drew Francis, that could maybe lead them in that way defensively. So it should be an even matchup. I'm just excited to have a spring game again. I think the players have really embraced it and have embraced sort of the competition that comes with it. I heard that the winning team gets a steak dinner afterwards.
And the losing team has to serve them the steak dinner.
Well, I didn't hear about that part.
And the losers better. The losers also get beanie weenies.
It should be a fun time, and they're going to leave it all out there on the field, and you know, particularly those coaches, because those coaches are just as much part of the team as everybody else.
And I tell you, I think the guys are looking forward to not having to wake up at 5 a.m. come Monday morning after 3.5 weeks of spring ball. And it seems like, you know, just being around them, they have, and talking to Coach Mason yesterday and several of the players, they feel like they've gotten a lot done in this 3.5 week period and maximized their opportunities.
No question, Chev. You know, spring ball is this looming thing, you know, the whole off season, but it's really over really quickly. You only get 15 practices to sort of make the adjustments you need to make. And one of those practices is the spring game. So, and you could see it out there. You and I have both been out of practices from the first week to the third week, and you've seen tremendous growth and just comfortability on the field. You feel like everyone's, you know, getting positioned a lot faster, understands where they need to be. And with a new staff, that's the real key right now. And it sets up really well for player-led practices come to this summer.
Quick note about the Saturday showcase. We talked about, you know, tennis, soccer, football, baseball at 3 o'clock, soccer, softball at 4 o'clock. If you're just new into town, this is a great opportunity to come sample what Blue Raider Athletics is all about.
No question, Chip. And those first three events, tennis, soccer, and football, the spring game, are all going to be free to attend. Yep. So please stop by. You know, please come see what we've got going here at Middle Tennessee State. And hopefully you'll enjoy it. I'm looking forward to it. I think it'll be a great time for everybody in Murfreesboro.
All right, Sam, appreciate it. We'll see you out there.
Awesome. See you, Chip.
All right, thanks a lot. And that'll do it for us today. Don't forget Blue Raider Baseball coming up tonight, 5:45, with the old pro, Dick Palmer, right here on WGNS.
Hi, this is Chip Walters with Exit Realty Bob Lamb & Associates. You might know me as the voice of the Blue Raiders, but I want to be your trusted advisor in real estate. Whether you're buying or selling, it's time to choose Chip. Do you have a growing family and need to upsize? Are you an empty nester now and need to downsize? Are you thinking of selling your current home but just worried you can't find something else? Well, it's time to choose Chip. I'm looking to be your trusted advisor in real estate. I'm Chip Walters with Exit Realty Bob Lamb & Associates.
Hey, if you're looking to wind down after a hard day's work or enjoy a night out with your friends, let me suggest Fat Willie's Sports Bar and Grill, located on River Rock Boulevard. Fat Willie's features 9 regulation pool tables, steel tip darts, and buzz time trivia and poker. The beer prices are excellent, and they have a huge selection, as well as 5 craft beers on tap daily. Fat Willie's also has your favorite bar foods. Live trivia is held every Tuesday night, and pool tournaments are held throughout the week. So if you're looking for a cozy and affordable sports bar with all the amenities, be sure to check out Fat Willie's on River Rock Boulevard next to the Animal Center.
All Sports Talk on News Radio WGNS on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna, and streaming at WGNSradio.com.
Thanks for listening to All Sports Talk today. Tim Tackett along with Deputy A.D. Lee DeLeon. My brain is beginning to leave me, Lee. We got it. We want to talk a little basketball. Let's go back a bit.
Sure.
And talk about the Conference USA tournament in Huntsville and the reviews there, obviously. From the Middle Tennessee standpoint, winning a championship. The men with a nice win in their first round before getting their hat handed to them a little bit by Western Kentucky. But I think from a standpoint of me, a fan, I was there for a good bit of it. Of course, it's close, and that makes it nice. But Huntsville, I thought, was an excellent host.
It's a great spot for the conference championship to be held, and we hope it's there for a long time. We had an incredible contingent of Blue Raiders show up in Huntsville, and they made a huge difference. They really helped our men's team beat La Tech, the number 2 seed, and they really helped our women's team take home the title. And so hopefully this becomes an annual thing. I think they just signed a 2-year contract originally with the option for a third, but we hope it's there to stay because it's very convenient for our fans and our players' parents. There's so many people from this area on our roster that it was really a home away from home.
Well, for Middle Tennessee, it's a no-brainer. It's where it needs to be. The real question is going to be from the Liberties of the world and the Texas El Pasos of the world.
That's right.
What are they thinking? And of course, it's about as centrally located as you can make it in conference, as expansive as Conference USA. All conferences are that way anymore.
Correct.
For sure.
And, you know, and you add in Delaware and Kennesaw State here in the upcoming years, and it's still a pretty centralized location. And, you know, it's close to Jacksonville State, it's close to Western, it's close to us, it's close to Kennesaw. So you've got at least 4 schools that are within driving distance, so that makes it pretty appealing.
Well, let's face it, you're not going to ever put it in Delaware or Florida.
That's right.
Or Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
That's right.
Or, you know, Texas, New Mexico State, those are so far-reaching. So it's got to be someplace in this area. And I thought the arena was just, aside from being a little chilly.
It is a little chilly because it's got ice underneath it for the hockey team, but it was great.
Other than that, I thought it was a nice size.
arena. It's easy to get to. The parking was good, and all that went with it.
In the surrounding area, I mean, the restaurants and the bars and the shops and the hotels right around the arena was fantastic.
So, say it'll be there at least one more year, possibly two.
Correct.
So, let's talk a little baseball. Baseball tonight, right here on WGNS. We'll get away from here in about 5 minutes, I guess. We don't have a lot of time left, but they've hit some tough times, as they mentioned there on the report. But hopefully, they get things back in the way.
Yeah, it's a new day. It's a new series. Coach Jerry Myers is a great guy, great coach. I met with him yesterday, and I think he's going to get this thing figured out and get us on the right course for the rest of the season, and I think we're going to surprise some people.
Because of our shortness of time, we're not going to get to Build Blue campaign like we hope to, but just a brief comment. Things going good, right?
Things are going well. We've raised $20.5 million. We're on our way to our new goal of $25 million, and the Student Athlete Performance Center is coming along great.
Lee DeLeon, thanks for being here, and remind people to come out tomorrow and go Blue.
Yeah, hope to see everyone tomorrow for our spring showcase. Let's go Blue. Thanks, Tim.
All right.
All Sports Talk on News Radio WGNS has been brought to you by State Farm agents Andy Womack, Bud Morris, and Deb Insel, Chip Walters with Exit Realty, Bob Lamb and Associates.